Thanks to Walter, Doug, and Beth in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, Mary and Robin in Cincinnati, Ohio, Chris and Bethany in Iowa, John in Richfield, Minnesota, and Doug and Lori in North Dakota, we're only one Issues Etc. Reformation Club member away from our goal of 200 Reformation Club members by this Sunday, November the 6th. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club is our monthly or annual giving program. Now, when you join, you receive premiums like t-shirts, books, show transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Find out how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us reach our goal of 200 Reformation Club members by All Saints Sunday, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Well, as promised, it's time to pick the Issues Etc. blog picks of the week on this Friday afternoon, November the 4th. Jeff always gets to go first. We read your blogs. I'm about to date, Jeff, to crown a new king, perhaps pope. Is there anything higher than pope? No. Of the Lutheran blogosphere, because this guy has been so consistently good in what he writes on his blog. But we'll wait for that. We read all sorts of blogs here at Issues Etc., but we read the ones, preferably, that have the Issues Etc. widget. You can find that at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You put that on your blog to help say you're a listener to Issues Etc. Send us an email. Let us know where your blog is. Talkback at issuesetc.org. And then we'll start reading it.
My pick this week is a good friend of the show, Dan from Ohio. He's got a blog called Necessary Roughness. It's a blog post titled The Reformation All or Nothing. It begins with two passages from the Psalms. Psalm 97, verse 9, "For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath, we bring our years to an end like a sigh." In Psalm 19, verse 12, "Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults." Secret sins, hidden faults, hidden even from ourselves. If we are responsible for saving ourselves from eternal damnation, or even partially responsible, be it through a decision, an indulgence, a commitment, an act of penance, or reaching a certain age of accountability, we are done for. We can confess all our sins, and still there is even more. As angry as someone can get at me if and when I mess up, that's just a breeze compared to the deserved wrath from the eternal God who is just and holy. Whether you've angered your friends, your parents, your employer, your children, or your spouse, it is infinitely worse from the Creator. Your and my Heavenly Father, who created us for good works, and we have let him down aplenty. We have no clue how much we have let him down and how damaged we are until he tells us with his law. Some look at the law, don't like what they see, and refuse to acknowledge it. Others look at the law and delude themselves into thinking either they can keep it or that they can sufficiently keep a part of it. We should look at the law in despair, knowing that the sum of it is meant to be kept, and something we would actually be able to do without being told were it not for the fall. Thus, in all honesty, we have no hope of contributing even the least little bit to our salvation. No indulgence, no decision, no act of penance, no act of will on our part brings us closer to being justified by God. Peyton Manning has more ability to win the rest of the season for the Colts than we do contributing to our salvation. Our salvation must be given. This gift is not given to us because, though we are sinners, God loves us anyway. No, God loves us one way. God loves us in this way, that he gave his Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This way, only this way. Not this way and something else. Not 99% Jesus and 1% you. This is something to be thankful for. Your temporal deeds have plenty of good use serving your neighbor. The deeds that you need for salvation are performed by Jesus and counted to you. Thank God that you believe, however weakly, that the Christ was made man, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, rose again from the dead, and ascended into heaven for your and my justification. All of it. There is no stink of sin in his work. You can't wash off dirt with dirty water. You wash off sin with water and the word. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. There are no qualifiers. No sincerely, no mostly, no, as soon as a coin in the coffer rings, and no, enough. Jesus is our enough. It is finished. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Necessary Roughness.
Wow, that was awesome. But left little time for my pick, so I'm simply going to say where it comes from. And in doing so, by the power vested in me by my own sense of importance and boundless ego, I'm going to name this guy as the new Pope. The white smoke goes up from the chimney of the Lutheran blogosphere. Pastor David Peters has hit one out of the park with a recent sermon posted last week at his blog, Pastoral Meanderings, The Random Thoughts of a Lutheran Parish Pastor. It's a sermon, I believe, that he preached for Reformation Day called Not Weak Enough to Be Strong. I can't do it justice trying to read a line or two, so I encourage you to go to our website, issuesetc.org. And when you click the Listen on Demand page, Pastor Larry Peters, I'm sorry. Sorry to misname you. Got to have our Pope, Larry Peters of the Lutheran blogosphere, properly named. Go to our website, and under the on-demand page, you'll find my pick, which I highly recommend, and Jeff's as well. When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues Etc. We'll conclude our series on the Great Schism and play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.